Well, coming up this weekend, folks in Avoca, in fact, the Avoca American Legion, Fred Funston, post number 227, will be hosting a community fair, a community services fair. It should be a good opportunity for folks to learn a lot about a lot of different things. Talking this morning with Chad Brockman, who's the commander of the Legion post there in Avoca. Chad, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You've put in a lot of work and effort to put this together, I assume.
We have, yeah. We've reached out to a number of organizations to get them to join us, and luckily enough, we've had a very good response from all of them, but it has been a couple months of late nights.
I bet. Now, am I to understand that you've done this before?
No, this is the first time we've put this on.
Okay, very good. What prompted this, then?
Well, you know, the thought around it was we have done things for veterans, obviously, with being the American Legion. We've done things for veterans in the past. We wanted to really reach out because one of our other pillars is helping the community. We really wanted to reach out to the entire community, not just the veterans in our community, to get some information out there for them.
I guess that's something we probably should have stressed up front, is this is a community helping community fair. So it's not just for the veterans. Of course, veterans can take advantage of a lot of these services as well, but you're trying to hit a lot of people just in the Avoca area, or is anyone welcome?
No, anyone's welcome. We've been reaching out really to Southwest Iowa in general. Anyone's welcome to join us. And as you said, this isn't just for veterans. This isn't just for people that may be over retirement age or anything like that. We have organizations available from, you know, school-age kids all the way up through retirees. So everyone is welcome.
And when we talk about services, I saw a list of some of the vendors that will be stopping by there here this weekend. It's a pretty broad list. You've got a lot of different agencies coming in.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, we've reached out to, you know, some of the examples would be the Social Security Administration. We do have the Veterans Administration that will be there. But we've also got things like Western Iowa Development Association and the West Central Community Action Group, as well as some charities in the area. And not only that, but Iowa Western, we've got them coming to talk about their certificate programs.
Absolutely. Did you get a lot of help from other organizations, the local community leaders, in trying to identify different areas that you might include?
No, you know, we kind of took that all on ourselves to identify what kinds of groups we really wanted there. And you know, it really just came as a brainstorming effort between us to come up with these different organizations.
Yeah, and you identified right away that doing something like this in general, there's definitely a need in the community?
You know, we were hoping there was, and as we started reaching out to the organizations, we realized that there definitely is. The response we've gotten has just been fantastic. And we hope that we see a lot of people out that shows us that that what we're doing is of benefit to the community.
Yeah, well, it's really one-stop shopping. It's quite an opportunity for folks.
It really is.
There are a lot of questions that need to be answered. And I guess that's kind of where we're going here, too. The types of vendors that you have there, it's not necessarily the kind of folks you're going to, you know, jump up to the table there and buy some things from them necessarily. It's a lot of information.
It is, and that was one of the driving factors of choosing these organizations. We did not want to get anybody in there selling anything. This is all really community service-based groups, you know, places where you can go to get help, places that offer services mostly free of charge. We do have a few in there that would be for-profit, but for the most part, our driving principles on this was not-for-profit, service-based organizations.
Yeah, and again, just looking through the list, I see some that are real close to home for you there. The city of Avoca would be represented there through also the Main Street Avoca program, but the library, you've got the Botna Bend Park, which will be there,
yep,
to kind of promote some of the things that they offer for the community. It's really wide-ranging, and you've really got a lot of things from the close to home to the things that are maybe a little bit tougher for folks to hop in the car and go see.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, this is coming up on Friday and Saturday of this week. It's going to be at the Legion Hall?
It is, yeah. Friday, we start at 9 a.m. We're going to be there until at least 7 in the evening. And then Saturday, it's from 9 a.m. to 1, noon, 1, whatever time it kind of falls off there. Our end times are obviously flexible on this. And I did want to let everybody know that we will have free donuts in the mornings, and even Friday we're going to have some soup for everybody to snack on at the lunchtime hour.
Excellent. What about the cost?
There is no cost.
How do you do that?
We are, the Legion has made the commitment to the community that we will fund this. It's the least we can do for the community.
Absolutely. Chad, being the commander this year, let's talk a little bit about the Avoca Legion post. Do you have a good number of folks that are involved?
You know, as with all the American Legion posts, we see our numbers dwindling. We've always had a large contingent from the World War II and Korean War and Vietnam, but as we all know, those folks are getting up there in age, and they can't, they've done their time, and it's hard for them to do things, physical type things within the Legion. So we're really pushing for new members. The veterans of the Iraq War, the Persian Gulf War, the current war that we've been in for however long in Afghanistan. We would love to get new members in to really help out. And, we are so much for the community, for the kids in the community, and that's really, in addition to the veterans, that's really where our focus is. And it's all about giving back.
Yeah, you bet. Well, you would hope a lot of those folks you're talking about are folks who the more recent veterans would be folks that probably volunteered to sign up to join to be a part of that effort, and maybe they could just find it in their heart to volunteer one more time to be a part of this effort too.
Boy, we'd sure love it. Yeah. We'd sure love it. We welcome all.
You bet. What's the nature of your service, Chad?
I was U.S. Navy for 4 years.
Very good, and good opportunity for you.
Oh, it was. It was absolutely. It's I was 18 years old and had no idea what I was going to do with my life, so. That kind of set me down the path of being a responsible adult.
Well, at the very least, they certainly do that.
Yep.
No doubt. Very good. And if folks want to know more about joining the Legion, can they just contact any member?
You bet. They can contact any member of the Avoca Legion. They can contact myself. And then also we have a website that we just launched this year, just recently. It's www.AmericanLegion227.com.
Oh, excellent. Now, can they find out more about the community fair on that website?
You bet. We've got the website set up to drive. Once you first go there, it drives directly to the community helping community event. They can dig in there and find out what organizations are going to be represented, as well as links to the majority of those organizations' websites.
Oh, that's awesome. We talked about how it's not just for veterans. It's for anyone who would like to participate, and I guess we should stretch that out, too. You've got things for both folks who are a little less experienced and those who might have a few more years on them.
Absolutely, absolutely. We've got the scouting programs will be represented for the Avoca area, Boy Scouts, Cub Scouts, and Girl Scouts. We've got the Teammates program, which is a mentoring program. They'll be represented. We've got, as I mentioned before, Iowa Western is going to be there to talk about their certificate programs that they offer. And then we've got, things like Angel Care and Homestead Senior Care. So we really hit the full gamut of experience.
You bet. And a lot of things for families there, too. A lot of things to assist families in some of the issues and, some of the everyday things that we run into. Very good.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, Chad, we appreciate the Legion and all the members helping to coordinate this community helping community fair. I hope a lot of folks around the region take advantage of the great opportunities that they have there. As we said earlier, in some cases, you might be driving an hour or more in a car to go see some of these agencies. This brings them to you, so surely take advantage of that. Tell them the hours one more time.
Yeah, we'll be there from Friday from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
All right.
And we hope to see you guys all out there. And again, this is a free event. There's no cost associated. And another added bonus, we're going to be doing some raffle or some door prizes throughout the day, too.
Boy, it just never stops, does it? Very good.
We hit it all.
They know no end of their generosity there. And that's at, by the way, at the American Legion Hall in Avoca. That's located at 112 North Elm Street. If you get there and you haven't been there before and you stop into town and you're not sure where to go, I'm sure if you ask anyone, they'll be able to tell you where you need to be. Very good.
Absolutely. We'll have signs up on the street kind of pointing people in the right direction, too.
Excellent. Chad, thank you so much again, and congratulations on a nice community service.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.